well, you know, just shake the very foundations on which our society is built and start the revolution. But as usual, it fell a little short of that goal.
With lofty ambitions and a newfound indie freedom, Nellie Mackay could have looked to surpass her prolific past. But instead, she's written her shortest album yet, the 9-song Obligatory Villagers. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, Smart Guides for Smart People. Hi, this is Rita Houston. A quick review of Nellie Mackay's past few years includes a stint on Broadway and so-called creative differences with her former record label. So she has good reason to add even more theatrical flavor to her writing, along with a steady stance against the man. Still, with Nellie writing, arranging, and orchestrating the entire album, Obligatory Villagers retains all the whimsy of her songbook stylings. NFUV's Claudia Marshall recently spoke with Nellie about the changes and challenges of taking the reins herself.
You're finding out about being an indie artist after having been on a major label. What is that like, comparatively speaking? Do you feel like you miss some of the perks of having the backup of a major label?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Not even the money, because it wasn't real money.
Well, it comes with strings attached.
It comes with strings attached, but also comes with strings attached to the money itself.
Right,
You know, I mean, the ideas have strings attached. You know, everything. It's very stringy, you know, over there. So, no, and now, of course, we're being distributed by Lawrence Welk's record label. And, you know, I've got some people in my family who really adore Lawrence Welk. So I think I've earned some major brownie points with that one.
Feminists don't have a sense of humor. Feminists just want to be alone.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Feminists spread vicious lies and rumor. They have a tumor on their funny bone.
To me, it would be such a scary thing to produce my own record without the benefit of a professional, quote-unquote, producer. How did you find that experience?
Oh, it's much easier, I think, in anything you attempt to not have professionals around. Amateurs know far more what they're doing. The more time I spend in this business, you know, the more of an idiot I become. So the more clueless and childlike you can keep yourself, the better.
You worry about losing perspective at all, though, without that kind of input from an outsider?
Oh, no.
You shun them.
I shun them. And listen, I mean, the musicians, you know, they bring so much to the table as well, you know. And, you know, you can learn stuff about your album just from how your cat listens to it. If they, you know, leave the room or if they kind of lean in, maybe that's a better take.
So what did your cat do?
He hates me as a person, but he seems to dig the album.
Should you plan to travel way down south? Whoa, woman to woman, I gotta tell you about a curse. A curse that rolls out of the deep green swamp. It all is murder and it makes you jump. And then it says, do the zombie. Rah, 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 rah. Do the zombie. Whoa, yeah. Rah, rah. Do the zombie. Rah, 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 rah. Do the zombie. Whoa, yeah. When I was younger, just a little girl. Linen glasses and a ponytail. My mama told me, honey, pack your trunk. We're going to Mississippi, do the bayou bump, where they say, do the zombie.
Zombie from Nellie Mackay, recorded live at FUV back in 2007. You'll find complete interviews with Nellie Mackay and many other artists in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.